Right. So, have you ever been on a dating app and you're just staring at that filter
I
option,
totally.
wondering, should I? Should I not? Is this one gonna make me look too different?
Right. Like, where's the line between putting your best foot forward and straight up catfishing?
It's such a weird thing to think about, right?
It really is. And it
Yeah.
kind of makes you wonder about the whole point of online dating in the first place.
Yeah, are we all just chasing after these perfect filtered versions of each other?
Exactly. And that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating, right? We're diving into some new research from the Canadian Journal of Behavioral Science
Okay.
that's really going to unpack this whole filter phenomenon.
All right, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
Okay, so get this.
Yeah.
The researchers wanted to know if how we react to filtered photos on dating apps, if that's actually connected to our own dating styles.
Oh, that's interesting. So, if I'm someone who's, say, more open to casual dating, that might change how I view someone else's filtered selfie.
You got it. They were particularly interested in this thing called sociosexuality.
Sociosexuality.
Yeah, it's kind of mouthful.
It is.
But it basically means how open someone is to, casual sex.
Okay, so we're talking about a spectrum here, I feel.
Exactly. And we all fall somewhere on that spectrum. And their hypothesis was that where you fall on that spectrum might actually influence how you perceive
Okay,
and
cool.
judge those filtered faces.
So someone who's more adventurous in their dating life might see a filtered photo and be like, yeah, that tracks.
Maybe.
But someone who's looking for something more serious might be a little more skeptical.
Exactly. And the study actually found some really interesting results that support that idea.
Okay, I'm so ready to hear about these results. But before we jump in, can we set the stage a bit?
Of course, of course.
For those of us who haven't read the study cover to cover, what's the big picture here?
Totally. So, just think about it, right? We live in a world that is obsessed with how things look.
Bro.
Everything from architecture to product design,
Yeah.
everything is meticulously crafted to appeal to our eyeballs,
Yeah,
right?
and we're hardwired to respond to that too.
Exactly. We're naturally drawn to things that look good, and that, of course, extends to people as well.
Oh, of
I
course.
mean, think about it. We spend so much time and energy on our
Oh,
appearance,
absolutely.
makeup, clothes, you name it, right? And now, with the rise of social media and especially dating apps, it's like
Yeah.
we have this whole other layer of, visual presentation to consider.
It's like we're all curating our own personal brands now.
Exactly. And filters. Well, they're like a tool in that whole self-branding
That
toolkit.
makes sense.
So the big question is, how do these filters, these tools that we use to, enhance our appearance,
Right.
how do they actually influence how other people perceive us, especially in the context of online dating?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, exactly.
So we were talking about sociosexuality and
Right.
how that might play into all of this.
Yeah, so basically the researchers, they wanted to know if, your willingness to, engage in casual relationships,
Okay.
if that actually affects how you see these filtered faces on dating apps.
Interesting.
Does it change your perception of their trustworthiness, for example?
Oh, okay. So it's not just about do I find this person attractive? It's also do I trust them based on their picture?
Exactly.
That's wild.
It's super interesting. And you know what? They found that people who scored higher on this sociosexuality scale, meaning they're more open to ca casual hookups, they were more likely to rate subtly filtered faces as trustworthy.
Wait, really? So using a filter can actually make you seem more trustworthy.
It seems
It
counterintuitive.
totally does.
But maybe, and this is just speculation, but maybe it's about confidence. For those folks, seeing someone who's put a little effort into their online presence, it could signal, they're comfortable with themselves.
Right.
And that translates to trustworthiness.
Okay, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So it's like a little filter is like saying, hey, I care about how I present myself.
Exactly. It's like
Yeah.
I'm putting my best foot forward, but not hiding who I am.
Okay, so we've covered the subtle filter, folks, but what about those people who go all out?
Oh, you need the Facetune fails?
Yeah. You can barely even tell who they are under all those filters.
Right.
Did the study look at that at all?
They did. And unsurprisingly, they found that those super exaggerated filters, they actually had the opposite effect.
Really?
Yeah, people rated those faces as less trustworthy.
That makes sense, right? If it looks too good to be true.
Right. it probably is.
Exactly. Okay, so that's subtle filters and like super obvious filters. But what about like no filter at all?
The au naturel approach.
Yes. Did they like include that in the study too?
They did. They had a whole set of unfiltered photos as like a baseline comparison.
Okay. So what'd they find?
So get this, the subtly filtered photos.
Yeah.
They actually got more positive responses overall than the completely unfiltered ones.
Wow, really?
Yep. So even just that little tweak, you know.
Oh, interesting.
Like it helps you like put your best foot forward, but in a way that still feels authentic, you know.
Right. Okay, that is super interesting. But now I have to ask, like, what about attractiveness?
Ah, yes, the attractiveness factor.
Because, let's be real, that plays a huge role in how we see people, you know?
Absolutely. And the study definitely backs that up. They found that regardless of filters, unattractive faces were consistently rated as less trustworthy.
Oh, wow. So even in the digital world, it's still, like, the same old story.
Pretty much. Looks matter, even when you're just looking at a tiny profile picture.
It's kind of disheartening, isn't it? You'd think, like, with online dating, we could, like, move past some of those superficial judgments.
I know, right? You'd hope so. But it seems like, at least when it comes to those first impressions, we're still pretty hardwired to, you know, make snap judgments based on appearance.
Okay, so it sounds like we really got to, like, walk this fine line when it comes to filters, you know?
Totally.
We want to put our best foot forward.
Right.
But we also don't want to create this, like, totally unrealistic image of ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. And even then, like, even if someone's using a filter, it's not, like, a guarantee of, you know, trustworthiness, right?
Exactly. And that's something really important to remember here.
Yeah.
This study, it was all about perceived trustworthiness.
Right.
Like, how trustworthy did a face seem based on that initial photo?
Makes sense.
But a filtered selfie, that's not exactly like a crystal ball into someone's soul, you know?
Oh, definitely not. You're telling me.
I mean, just because someone looks amazing with, like, a little skin smoothing doesn't mean they're not going to ghost you after 3 dates, right?
Oh, 100%. Happens to the best of us, I think.
Right.
Right. Okay, so going back to something you mentioned earlier about people who are more open to casual dating.
Yeah, yeah.
You said that those folks might actually be more likely to see a filtered photo and think, oh, this person seems trustworthy.
It's true. And you know what's interesting?
What?
The researchers actually suggested that this could, like, potentially make those folks more vulnerable to, you know, getting catfished or misled online.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's like, if you're someone who's, like, generally more trusting, maybe you're more likely to give someone the benefit of the doubt, even if that perfect selfie is, like, hiding something else.
Right, right. It's like that whole too good to be true thing again.
Exactly.
So what you're saying is we should really, like, take those first impressions with a grain of salt.
Oh, absolutely. Especially in the world of online dating. I mean, filters, they're just one tiny part of the equation.
Right. So, like, what else should we be paying attention to aside from, you know, not getting totally blinded by the filter?
Well, I think it's about, like, zooming out a bit. We've been super focused on filters, but what about, like, everything else? What about shared interests, a sense of humor, how someone writes their bio, how they communicate?
Right, like the actual stuff that, you know, makes a relationship.
Exactly. Those things are so much more important in the long run than, like, whether or not someone used a filter on their profile pic.
100%. It's like the filter might get you in the door, but it's the conversation that actually matters.
100%. I couldn't agree more.
Okay, so this has been a super interesting deep dive, to say the least.
It really has.
Before we wrap up, is there, like, one big takeaway you want our listeners to remember, especially those who are, like, swiping away right now?
Sure, yeah. I think the biggest thing to remember is that filters, they're just tools, you know, used subtly. They might give you, like, a slight edge.
Right.
But they're not some kind of, like, magic solution to finding love online.
No magic solution for love, unfortunately.
Right. The most attractive thing you can be is yourself, you know.
That's so true. Well said.
Just be authentic, be cautious, and remember to, like, look beyond those filtered selfies. There's a whole person behind there.
Great advice. Okay, everyone, that's it for this deep dive. We learned about filters, attractiveness bias, and the always interesting world of online dating. As always, thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive.